Vinyl Heat Session. Today we're building a proper jungle, old school drum and bass switch up rebuild in Ableton Live 12, intermediate level. So I'm assuming you already know your way around warping, slicing breaks, and basic routing. The goal here is not just add a riser and a snare roll. We're going to do it the old way, stage drum re-entry, break edits that respect phrasing, and that slightly cooked, off the record vibe in the rebuild that snaps back clean on the drop. Set the mindset first. In a classic jungle switch up, the rebuild is allowed to be a little wrong, a little grimy, a little unstable, a little less perfect, but the bar lines stay rock solid. That contrast is the magic. The drop feels inevitable because the rebuild was withholding punch and clarity on purpose. Alright, let's set the session up fast. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. That's a sweet spot. Fast enough to feel like jungle, but still roomy for edits. Now grab a break sample. Amen, think, hot pants, anything crisp. In the clip view, turn warp on and start in beats mode. Set preserve to transients, transient loop mode to forward, and push the envelope somewhere around 70 to 90. You're aiming for tight transients without turning the tail into a fluttery mess. Next, make some structure. Create a drums group. Inside it, you want a track for your main break, a track for the rebuild heat layer, a tops track for hats or shakers, and optionally a perk FX track if you like. The workflow rule: protect the drop, keep your main drop drums intact, and build the rebuild on duplicate so you can a slash B instantly without losing your mind. Now we build the destination groove. The rebuild only works if the groove we return to is actually strong. Load your break on an audio track, then right-click and slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transient, using the built-in slicing preset. Ableton creates a drum rack with all your slices mapped out. Make a two-bar loop that feels like home base. If you're unsure, start simple. Kick emphasis on the 1, snare on 2 and 4, then add that classic push and pull by placing a couple ghost snares before the main snares. Cheap ghost snares, low velocity. If the ghosts are loud, it stops feeling like jungle and starts feeling like a stiff drum demo. Quick cleanup inside the drum rack. On your main snare slice, at EQ 8, high pass around 90 to 120 Hz, with a steep slope so you don't carry rumble. If it's boxy, dip 350 to 500 Hz by a couple dB. On the kick slice, add saturator. Drive it 2 to 5 dB and turn soft clip on. That gives you a bit of density without flattening the transient. At this point, you should have a solid 2-bar main break loop. This is the drop break. Don't overcook it. Save the grime for the rebuild. Now the secret sauce, the vinyl heat rebuild layer. Duplicate your break rack track. Name the original break main and the duplicate break rebuild. On break rebuild, we're building a chain that feels like it's coming off old hardware. Filtered, saturated, slightly degraded, and controlled in the stereo so it feels older. Here's the order. First device, EQ 8 has a pre-clean. High pass fairly high, around 120 to 170 Hz. This is important. If the rebuild has real low end, your drop won't feel like it arrives. Also add a gentle shelf down in the top end, maybe minus 1 to 3 dB around 8 to 12k. That takes it away from modern crisp and toward worn record. Next, saturator. Drive it harder than you dare on the drop. 6 to 10 dB. Soft clip on. If you have an analog style mode like analog clip, try it. The point is mid-range heat, not fizzy pain. If it gets harsh, do not just pull the track fader down. Reduce the level before the saturator instead, using clip gain or a utility at the top. That changes the distortion character, not just the volume. After that, redux, but tiny. Downsample around 2 to 6 for subtle grit. Bit reduction 0 to 2. Very restrained. Dry slash wet 10 to 25%. Think dusty edges, not 8-bit video game. Then, auto filter. Use a low pass 24 dB slope. Start the cutoff somewhere like 400 Hz to maybe 1.2k Hz depending on how muffled you want the tease. Keep envelope off. We want manual automation that feels like hands on a mixer. Next, drum bus. This is for glue and smack. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 10. Damp to taste. Keep boom off because we'd already high passed. Boom will fight the hole with hold the lows concept. Last, utility. Narrow the width a bit, like 70 to 90%. That slight mono-ish feel reads as old, and it sets up a width opening at the drop. Trim gain so the rebuild layer sits underneath the main break when both are on. The rebuild layer is not supposed to be the hero, it's supposed to be the atmosphere and pressure. Now we arrange the actual 16-bar switch-up rebuild. We're going to assume the drop hits at bar 17. Bars 1 through 4, tease the groove. In this section, Play only tops plus the vinyl heat layer. No full clean break yet. For tops, run a simple closed hat pattern, like eighth notes, with a little swing if your groove wants it. Add auto pan subtly on hats for movement, rate around a half note or quarter note, amount 10 to 20%. Keep it subtle. You want life, not a helicopter. Now automate the low pass cutoff on the break rebuild. Start around 400 HC, and by the end of bar 4 bring it up to maybe 1.2 to 2K. Don't make it a perfect straight line. Make it stepped. Hold, then quick rise, then hold, then quick rise. That feels like someone riding a mixer, not like a math curve. Add a small room reverb to hats on a return. Decay around 0.4 to 0.8 seconds, and high pass the reverb above 300 HC so it doesn't cloud the groove. Bars 5 through 8. Introduce ghost snares and push. Now we start telling the listener, the break is coming back. Add a ghost snare slice into the rebuild MIDI. Very low velocity. Then add just a couple keying accents from the break. Not everything. Think of it like revealing the face in shadows. This is a good time for a little dub tap. Create a delay return. Keep it mono-ish. And use a time like 1/8 or 3/16 with low feedback. 10 to 20%. Filter that return. High pass above 400 HC. Low pass below 6 to 8K. You want vibes, not a competing drum track. Coach note here. Pick a control slice. Choose one snare slice that feels iconic in your break and one kick slice that speaks clearly. Use those for most stutters and rolls later. If you use 10 different snare slices in fast edits, it gets messy and random instead of classic. Bars 9 through 12. Tension ramp and micro edits. Now we tighten the edits. Every two bars, add a small stutter moment at the end. Easy method. Take your control snare slice and repeat it quickly for the last half beat. Try 1/16 or even 1/32, but keep it short. Jungle edits hit hardest when they're quick and confident, not when they overstay. Automation-wise, start opening the filter more aggressively. Move from around 1.5K up to 4K, or even 6K by the end of this section. You can also nudge the redux dry slash wet up a little, like 15% to 25%, just to increase urgency. Add a reverse cymbal or a reverse hat leading into bar 12. Old trick, still works, especially if everything else is percussive. Bars 13 through 16, pre-drop fill and strip the lows. This is where jungle rebuilds shine. Energy is high, but we're still withholding the real punch. Keep the main break muted, or minimal at most. Build a one-bar fill on bar 16 using 4-8 slices in a call and response. Then end with a classic snare roll, start at 1/16, and for the last beat tighten to 1/32. Now do a key contrast move. Remove low end across the drum group in the last two bars. Put an auto filter on the drums group, set it to high pass 12 or 24 dB, and automate the cutoff from around 60 HC up to somewhere between 180 and 300 HC by the last beat. This is your withholding. When the drop hits and the low end returns, it feels massive even if you didn't raise the volume. And here's a super effective dancefloor move, a pre-drop silence pocket. Right before bar 17, mute the rebuild layer for a tiny gap, like an eighth note or 16th note. The body notices absence more than another fill. That micro gap makes the next transient feel like a door opening. Bar 17. Snap back clean. This is the payoff. Bring in break main, full and unfiltered, on the rebuild layer. Either mute it, or instantly open the filter and kill the extra dirt. Pull redux to zero or bypass it. Restore width if you narrowed it. The point is contrast. Rebuild equals old, cooked, narrow, filtered. Drop equals clean, punchy, wider, and confident. If you want, add a single crash at the drop, but keep the drums as the main event. Now a quick professional test that saves you tons of time. Loop the last two beats of bar 16 into bar 17. Just that transition. If bar 17 doesn't feel like it widens and hits, you probably have one of three issues. Too much low mid buildup in the rebuild around 200 to 500 HC, not enough contrast at the moment of return, or too much limiting or bus processing flattening the rebuild so the drop can't jump. Fix the contrast first before you add more layers. Let's add the resampling trick that makes this feel performed. Create a new audio track called Rebuild Print. Set audio from to the drums group, or just the break rebuild if you want it isolated. Arm it, record the full 16 bars of your rebuild. Now you've got audio you can treat like a real session take. Warp it, then chop a few moments. Last beat fills, tiny stutters, quick mutes. If you want a tape-ish glitch, use beat repeat. Set interval to one bar, grid to 1/8 or 1/16, chance around 20 to 40% normally, but automate chance to 100% only for that fill moment. Keep beat repeats filter on and focused on mids and highs. This makes the rebuild feel unpredictable without destroying your main racks. A couple advanced variations if you want to level it up. Try a call and response rebuild. Odd bars or hats plus filtered heat break. Even bars answer with ghost snare and a tiny late drag, like one hit nudged by a 1/32 feel. It sounds like the drums are talking. Or do a halftime fake out for one bar, like bar 15 or 16. Drop most hats. Place a heavier snare on beat 3, then snap back to full time at the drop. At 170, it creates perceived weight without adding bass, or the wrong record speed micro pitch. Only once, last beat of bar 16, automate a quick dip in transpose, like down 2 to 4 semitones over a quarter beat, then back. Fast and rare. If you do it for long, it becomes an effect. If it's quick, it reads as turntable behavior. One more sound design add-on if you like, a dedicated dust or needle layer. Put vinyl noise on its own audio track, EQ it with a high pass around 200 to 400 Hz, add slow auto pan over 4 to 8 bars at a low amount, and sidechain compress it gently from the snares of the noise ducts when hits land. Then automate the noise up during the rebuild and dip it right at the drop for contrast.